Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 for the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about keeping our good friend Ramon Ray with us in an extra segment. I've asked him to stay with us another segment because I want to talk about MLK. Ramon, thanks again for being here. RamonRay.com is the website. Ramon's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, if you didn't hear earlier in the hour. Ramon, as a black American, I would like to know what you think about the legacy of Martin Luther King. We're celebrating his birthday today nationally. It's a national holiday. And he put a mark on America. You cannot go to a city above 15,000 population without there being a Martin Luther King Boulevard in it.
Absolutely.
It's a big deal. And so, as a black American and someone who I feel like is one of the most reasonable people I know, you're not hard left or hard right. You're pretty doggone much in the middle. You're for the marketplace. You're a small business advocate. What do you think about MLK and his legacy today?
Sure. No, thank you, Jim, for letting me talk. And it is an important day, powerful day. So, one, we're all grateful, I would like to thank, for what MLK stood for, bringing people together and highlighting the need for racial justice. I think the summary of that, that's the given for that. And I think he's done so much. And I think what I enjoy about it as a black man or as a white guy like Jim, right, that we can talk together in peace and love and appreciate each other. Yep. And I think that I'll just go a bit further, but I don't want to cross the line too much. But I think that as one who's kind of in the middle, what I look towards, Jim, and you help me unpack this, is how we as black Americans, but more importantly as humans, can look forward to the future. How we can pull ourselves up, how we can be self-responsible and move forward and take the good that America has and build upon it. So I think as a black American, that's where I come from, Jim. Some people may choose to look behind their whole life and say what someone did in the 60s or 70s
or 80s. It seems like a lot of people are looking backward as if nothing has been done in the last 60 years, right?
Yeah, correct. And I think
for example,
we all need to do.
And I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I don't think. Somebody could say, well, you're white. Why could you make a statement like this? But I look around. I've been in the marketplace a long time. I've worked with all different kinds of folks over the last many decades. And I've seen a lot of, and I've been alive during all this transition, this racial transition.
You have.
And I don't think there is systemic racism. I don't think America is systemically racist. Do you?
As the word has said, no. And let me qualify it, if I may. That's important for those listening.
I didn't say there isn't racism, because I see it. I see it on both sides. But I mean, as a nation, I don't think we're systemically racist.
Correct. And let's define it. Why don't we do that to help us? Well, I think systemic racism, as I understand it, where people are talking about today, most banks, most buildings discriminate. That's, I think, what would be a systemic racist society.
And if we didn't have 250 laws or 1,000 laws to prevent people from making it illegal to be racist, to do anything in the racial way in the marketplace.
And Airbnb is a good example of that, right? A brand new company. They have very clear lines of anti-discrimination in their sites. So I agree with you, Jim. And my message to entrepreneurs of all races and colors is take what you have, build what you can, and grow our businesses and love our families.
You also used the word earlier, I want you to keep saying, and that's responsibility.
Mm. Yes.
I think if we're lacking anything, we're lacking enough responsibility in a lot of places. What bothers me, though, about the racial, about the systemic racism language, Ramon, is it inflames, it doesn't contribute. It only inflames, it doesn't contribute. What do you think?
Correct. Yeah, I think so, and I think words matter, right? This is why, many of our smart colleagues, maybe we disagree or agree with them, but use certain words. So systemic racism, it sounds strong, and it takes a bit of what has been and puts it out of context. I think that's the challenge I have with things like systemic racism.
Do you think quickly? I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but
go ahead.
Do you think? What do you think MLK would say today? Do you think he'd say America was systemically racist, or would you? Or you think he would say, "What a lot, we made a lot of progress. We got more to do."
Absolutely. I think he would champion and smile at the progress we've made, knowing that we all have work to do in our own hearts. That's what I think he would say.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, too. We got to do anything otherwise is to tear down, I think, what's already been accomplished, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think so far, happy MLK Day to everyone listening.
Yeah.
We're glad that we've made a lot of progress. We have more progress to go, but I think all of us, especially as business owners, we can progress and live well.
And to you, my friend. I love you, brother. Take care of yourself. See you next time.
Love you, too.
Quick break, 22. I'm Jim Blasey. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.